you mentioned in Shear. I wasn't sure yesterday, but the Rebbe, the whole Torah with Tosis Rashi with the Shibudim of Kekdish Ma'af Gami the Shibud. Is that written? Does Rebbe have that written up anywhere? Find it in the three Svarim.
My Svarim, no.
It's not there.
Must have probably happened in my notes. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about it.
But not printed
it. No, I don't think I read it.
The Rebbe has the notes on Gittin, no? Are they printed? Rebbe's notes on Gittin?
I don't think the Rebbe didn't get the memo on the base.
I didn't get it. Sachin Dafla?
It's in Baba Kama.
Baba Kama.
Where is it hanging on the show? It must be in Baba Kama, sir. I think Rabbi Reichman just took my notes in the beginning, but he wasn't even there. He writes an introduction. He took the notes that everybody has. He didn't mention my name. He took my notes and he just rewrote it. He had someone else rewrite it. I don't know. He probably printed it. Well, become it. Probably in a Lamed somewhere where you have Hegdish Lamed and Shir. It must be a place with somewhere in the Lamed in Bobakam.
Okay, I'll check.
Probably did.
That Mardechai that says that how did Hillel eat Hayakorech Matzah Maror
Drikazaisen?
He said he kind of chopped it down. And Rav Chaim says you can't have it. Why didn't he eat it Kedefilos Pras? They say you can only do that if you're eating the same food. Eating three different foods has to be in so that's good for Hillel. I mean, the Rabbanan apparently didn't hold that way. So they held what? That three things can be mitzarf kedei achilas pras. They also hold you have to eat matzah ima pesach.
No, you can eat it half an hour later.
That's okay.
Hillel holds that's be'echol kachas. He understands. Mardechai understands literally kachas. A chachamim hold matzah. You eat kachas. His mitzvah mabat lezuazu. So you have to dafki eat it, not kachas. So you can eat it an hour later.
Is there an inn of matzah hanechalos ima pesach?
Yeah, an hour later.
An hour later is also ima pesach.
Talk in between. It doesn't have to be literally b'masach. It doesn't have to be tachdachi los prasi.
Okay. That's not a two. That's not me. As long as you have das.
Those that disagree with Hillel, they hope mitzvahs b'vatnas l'zibadavki, you shouldn't do it together. They do, b'zachazen, the same meal.
It doesn't have to be kedefilos pras for matzah nechalosim apasa.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Any time in the night is good enough. The Pri Yitzchak has maybe it's a Zecher Yitzchak. He has this chiddush that matzah nechalosim apesach doesn't have the requirements of erev barav tochlu matzos. For instance, it doesn't have to be matzah nechalos kol shiva. It doesn't have to be iser chalal iser. There are still yolks. So according to him, there's two different cuts of matzah.
Okay. Two different mitzvahs. One is mitzvahs matzah that's even like the honey. Then the other one is matzah nachelus matzah.
Yeah.
Shuri pis.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, how you're yotze both according to him.
What's the problem? Why do you need two different kizaisen? No.
It's not chavilos. Otherwise, you're eating one, you're yotze two.
Good question. According to him, there's mamish two different deals. The shalim stabilis, stabilis, good deal. Okay.
Yes, I thought when we were learning Erech and Daf Yomi, I had a thought that I ran it by Rav David Palm and Rav Shlomo Miller. They liked it. Says why the din of Hesek Yad? What's the nature of the din? So it's kosher to what the Rebbe said yesterday. There's a Shulta Giborim that says that Arkin is different from Erki Olai is different from Damav Olai. That Erki Olai, he becomes
he's quite himself.
He's quite himself.
Yeah.
So, right. So I thought, how's he quite himself? he's quite himself. If he doesn't have enough money, his hesaged is a din of shmuel. But there he needs. What? There you need a sala.
And then Mabit writes the same thing in the Kiryas Sefer. Wild! Yeah. Wild! Such a shvere boy. I say, Erko Allah, he said, I have the ability to be Magdish him. No. It's only, he's only Hegdish vis a vis that I'm believed to be quite him. Whee! Such a wild idea. Okay.
But can't we say the same way the Balamar says that the minute you, it happens instantaneously, it becomes a chayv on you, because it's mechulal on a chayv, and then when I give the money to Hekdesh, I relieve myself of that chayv that I owe Hekdesh. I mean, does the Balamar say on Baal Pritzi Mechila Lua that?
Because you're mechuyev to pay, so the chuyev to pay is the pinyon.
It's a pinyon. So maybe we say the same thing here. It's instantaneous. So it's, I got the chuyev to pay. So it's yotzei. He's yotzei lechul, and I have the chuyev to pay.
Yeah. Okay.
And I could do it on a dinar, on a solo there, because it's a gavra. So it's not just
complete. Okay. You talking about the charif? Okay. So the charif is the kazakh. Okay. Good.
Does Rabbi think it's a nice approach?
He should print it. Okay. It's a charifas, that's for sure. If it's emes or not, that's a question. It sure is classy. This guy's writing all things I didn't read. What did Berman write about Mitzitza, Dr. Berman?
He says that it cannot be proven unless the DNA
will be tested.
The DNA test. And he says in most cases it comes from the parents and from medical workers.
But he thinks that it never comes from the mile. One of my daughters is a nurse in Columbia Presbyterian. Just, he says every single week there's a child brought in from Muncie or from Brooklyn who has an infection because of the bris. Every single week. They don't die. They get better. But she says every week there's a child who's sick because the mile gave an infection or he gave some of the sickness. It doesn't have to be an infection like HIV. That's mamish sakonis infection. Other infections.
How do they know it's from the mohel, though? I mean, because parents kiss their children, too. It has to be, has to be an open wound, though.
This guy's also...
Does Rabbi want to read his... I'll get his...
I have a copy. This is guy, Yair Hoffman. I forgot who he is. He's from the... Yair Hoffman wrote a whole essay. Probably was printed already. When did he send it to me?
Oh, I know who he is.
He sent it to me April 19th. I don't know why he sent it to me.
I met him once at a wedding. He's a very normalish guy. Straightforward guy.
He also writes, it hasn't been proven, you have to take the DNA, the whole argument. Yeah, but if every week in the hospital, Columbia, every week there's a baby who's sick. It's not true they're not going to die. It's not a mitzvah to get babies sick. Oh, yeah. He says the Mishnah Berurah says he can use a svok. Mishnah Berurah says he can use this one. So by the Litvakis, they always follow the Mishnah Berurah. By the other, they don't always follow. So that's why they don't want to use anything other than Metzitza.
So Maram Shik said that's Allah on Mishnah Misini. Chassidim always quote that.
Unbelievable. That's the way you paskal shot. And then he says, the Chazal Maram Shik says, that the Chazal say that it's a suffix sakana, maybe it's a sakana papikursis. There's no way for them to test. So you'll know later, in another 50 years, it'll become an apikuris because you didn't do mitzitzah with them. What are you, nuts? Sakana papikursis. And that's Decha Shabbos. Sakana papikursis, Decha Shabbos. Wild! Make up from thin air. Unbelievable. Chazal follow the doctors of their time. What is it? We know we have doctors today. We know medicine has advanced. We don't practice medicine like in the days of the Gemara. How does he write such a wild shuv? Maram Shik usually has very normal shuvas. I enjoy his shuvas better than the Chassam. Moishes, who lived at the same time. That some sefer gelernt and gekent. And the Maamshik, what do they say? And the Yisrach Moshe was busy in Chassidus. Yisrach Moshe wrote Shuvas Heshem Moshe. And Nishgelernt and Hegekent. The Maamshik and gelernt and Nishgekent. As far as they're concerned, didn't know how to learn as well as the Chassam Sefer. I enjoy the Maamshik more than the Chassam Sefer Yeshivish. I read Yeshivish. But this Shuvas is like Mamish Yotzami Gidroi. Wild! It's fighting reform over here. You know, when they're fighting reform, they go Chutzmi Gidroi, they go wild. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't fit in with you. Like Chaim Salvation once told me, he read through a lot of tshuvas by Rav Kook. He says they're normal, conventional tshuvas, except for the tshuva that had the mechira. He says it's so shvach. It doesn't compare with the other tshuvas. Over here, he's fighting reforms. It goes wild. Were they fighting reform with him in the tzitz of the bed? Well, why did he get so wild? Why did Mamshik go so wild on the tzitz of the bed? He thought that it's reform or something.
Yeah, the reform wanted to do away with Bismillah and
Guns. Guns and do it.
You have to go with Guns in the other way.
Yeah. She says, well, David Leibowitz. Penach Leibowitz, son of David Leibowitz, who was a great nephew of the prophet Chaim. Rabbi Henoch Leibowitz always used to quote this Mishnah Berurah.
I think that David Shamtai had an eitz somewhere that there are certain people who cannot give it over no matter what.
Even if they have a disease, an infection, they can't transmit it.
Right, they have some kind of an antibody for it.
Oh.
You can always get someone like that to do it.
Okay.
I forget his whole cheshbon. He had some kind of a cheshbon.
Yeah. Okay. Shkoyach. Arifas.